From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The Federal Reserve says industrial production rose in August for the second straight month. Meanwhile, a separate report says the threat of inflation in the U.S. economy remains subdued. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
The Labor Department says inflation rose 0.4 percentage point last month, but much of that was because of another steep rise in gasoline prices. When energy costs are factored out, prices rose at a much milder rate of 0.1 percentage point. Meanwhile, the Federal Reserve said output by U.S. industries rose 0.8 percentage point in August. Production was also twice as fast as first estimated in July. Despite the increase, the Fed said the capacity utilization rate, another measure of economic activity, was still well below average. The numbers suggest that the economy is improving, but a complete rebound is still far off, and the threat of inflation remains low. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.
The head of the Senate Finance Committee remains confident that Republicans will get behind his health care overhaul bill. Max Baucus says the 10-year plan is a common-sense measure that can win broad support. The proposal unveiled today is being criticized by Democrats and Republicans. Some Democrats and labor groups are unhappy that the proposal does not include a public option. Republicans call the plan partisan and say it will burden taxpayers, although Olympia Snow of Maine calls it a first step in a process. The White House says the measure is an important building block. The nation of Kenya has begun an ambitious project to clear one of Africa's largest slums. A group of residents in the capital, Nairobi, are being relocated to a new high-rise apartment while their homes are being replaced. NPR's Ophelia Quistarkton has more.
Kibera is home to more than a million residents, poor sanitation, few proper toilets, and rampant crime. The government and the UN agency Habitat hope to upgrade Nairobi's sprawling shantytown. But the most vocal critics of the sustainable five-year slum clearance plan are some of the very people it's meant to help. As the bulldozers moved in to start urban development, a legal challenge stopped the demolitions. More than 80 people, a mix of landlords and tenants, have gone to court arguing that the land in Kibera is theirs and that Kenya's government has no right to demolish their tin shacks. Residents complain they were not consulted about the plans, warning that tower apartment blocks will simply become vertical slums, replacing a horizontal shanty. Ophelia Quistarkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Crude oil futures ended higher in the New York Mercantile Exchange today. The near-month contract for the benchmark grade rose $1.58 to close at $72.51 a barrel. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials gained 108 points to close at 97.91. This is NPR News. Actor Henry Gibson has died after a brief battle with cancer. Gibson was best known for his regular work on the popular 1960 series Laugh-In. NPR's Nita Ulubi has more.
To the psychedelic mayhem and variety hour shtick, Henry Gibson brought poetry.
Why, I can't stand grief by Henry Gibson. I can't stand grief because it doesn't give us enough time to attend to our chores.
The sprightly and sweetly off-kilter actor was a favorite of director Robert Altman, appearing in four of his films, including Nashville and The Long Goodbye. And Gibson was an accomplished voiceover artist. In the animated movie Charlotte's Web, he was Wilbur, the pig.
Isn't it great that I articulate? Isn't it grand?
Henry Gibson died Monday at his home in Malibu, California. He was 73 years old. Neto Ulubi, NPR News.
Singer Mary Travers of the 1960s folk trio Peter, Paul, and Mary has died. Travers was 62. She had been battling leukemia. Along with fellow singers Peter Yarrow and Noel Paul Stuckey, Travers made a list of albums, but may be best remembered for their most popular songs Blowing in the Wind, Leaving on a Jet Plane, and Puff the Magic Dragon. Their rendition of the Pete Seeger and Lee Hayes song, If I Had a Hammer, became an anthem for racial equality. They remained politically active, performing in the 1995 anniversary of the Kent State shootings and performing for California strawberry pickers. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.